So let's talk about what clearing actually does and specifically how it works. So once the client intends the clearing to be done, now their Divine Soul Blueprint is restored to its original at their fifth dimensional aspect and above. Now this is temporary. I want to be really clear about that. It's temporary because if the client just keeps doing what they've always done, guess what? They will just create brand new blocks and restrictions based on the same old negative karmic patterns. Remember, we're just shifting the Divine Soul Blueprint fifth dimensionally and above. But the third dimension, our physical aspect, is the densest. It takes the most effort to do action here, right, at the physical body level. And so whatever we do third dimensionally has the most effect on all the rest of our dimensional aspects, right? So what we do governs our entire Divine Soul Blueprint. So when we do clearing work, we shift from the fifth dimensional aspect and up. But if the client now just keeps doing what they've always done, you know what? All the changes that we've made fifth dimensionally and up, they're just gonna basically revert. I mean, it might not look exactly the same, but the energetics are gonna be the same because the client is continuing in the same old karmic patterns. It's really important to recognize that. What the clearing does, though, is it allows for this tremendous inflow of vital force energy. After all, we just unblocked the flow of vital force energy through the client's Divine Soul Blueprint from the fifth dimensional aspect on up. Now, how the client responds to this inflow of vital force energy varies hugely, but ideally, this inflow of vital force energy makes it much, much easier for the client to take new action. If they're open to change, that vital force energy they receive, along with the consciousness that we created during our session, it'll serve to realign some of their thought processes, which means they'll think differently about who they are. And then there are clients that feel incredibly energized and invigorated. And some of them will also feel incredibly great while doing their homework because it's like getting an infusion of their own vital force energy and their own divine nature. Remember that we receive certain energetic qualities of vital force energy based on our energy centers, right? And so we receive this inflow and it's like this big energetic reminder of who we are. And suddenly we think differently, we feel differently if we're open to that. And of course, having created all that consciousness in the session opens up the conscious mind. If the client now uses that energy to do differently, wow. Okay, so that's what clearing work really does. From the fifth dimension and up, suddenly we're totally aligned. We can receive this massive amount of vital force energy. And of course, you know, we've got to be mentally open. We've got to be physically open to change, to doing things differently. And then all that vital force energy can just extend all the way into our third dimensional experience, be expressed as new action. Massive transformation can happen. So the thing with the homework is a little bit dangerous, though. Some clients love the feeling of the clearing homework so much that this is all they do. Because the thing is, okay, so fifth dimensionally and up, that's all been cleared, so now there's all of this vital force energy. Now the client sits down and does the homework. So this now affects the mental conscious, the mental body consciously, and then also the subconscious mind, right? So now sitting down and doing the homework brings that vital force energy into our mental body, all the way into the subconscious, which governs our feelings. So now what happens? We feel really good. And some of our clients really love the feel of that homework. I mean, they can feel it in their bodies, right? Because when you make a shift at the mental level, it affects your emotional body. And the thing is, clients can get a little attached to that. They feel like something has, you know, this is the problem in the whole spiritual development community. I feel like something has shifted. all of this is temporary unless it's grounded through new karmic patterns which require new action. All right, so in some ways, the feel-goodiness of the homework is a little dangerous because it can be so satisfying to the client and there's no risk in it. All you're doing is sitting there reading a process out loud. So just tell your clients that just because it feels good and they feel like a shift is happening, which it is, that is temporary. It is, unless they actually go do something different with it. All right, so they can get attached to the temporary availability of vital force energy. Some clients even want to keep doing their homework beyond the 21 days. Discourage them from doing that. The point of our work is not a feel-good hit of vital force energy. The effects will wear off, so they will not continue to get the same feelings from doing the homework. In fact, there are clients who get really attached to like how good the homework feels, and then their 21 days are up, and of course the effects wear off, right? Because clearing work is temporary. At the end of the day, what we do governs our vibrational state. So no matter what kind of shifting we do up fifth dimensionally and above, or even at the mental level, it's our actions that most powerfully determine the state of our divine soul blueprint, right? But now it can happen that your client felt really, really good doing the homework. They loved it, right? But they didn't do anything different. Well, a month later, they might be back and go, oh, I think I need to do another session. It's like, no, you're just chasing the feel-good hit of vital force energy. And with clients who want to come right back for another session, I would ask, well, tell me what new actions are you currently taking based on our last session? I would ask that because you know what? Working with a client who just kind of wants the energetic hit, they don't actually want to do transformation, they just want to feel better, they're kind of exhausting. And that's not the point. We're not really serving them. We really aren't. We're like giving them a Band-Aid that makes them feel better, but they have a broken leg. And that's not service, right? If you go to a doctor and you have a broken leg and they're like, oh, all you need is this Band-Aid. We feel better and we really like that doctor for about 48 hours until the Band-Aid wears off and we're like, my leg still hurts, okay? So please don't, just be conscious of that, all right? That there's a lot of people who just sort of chase feel-good energy work, but you know, the thing is, when we transform our lives, then we don't need to do any energy work in order to feel good. We feel good all the time. We're energized all the time. We get vital force energy inflow all the freaking time. We don't even have to, like, you know, sit around and meditate or do any kind of spiritual practice for it. It's just part of our everyday life. That's what we want to get to. That's really the point. That we can let all energy work go because we don't need it because we're so lined up in how we live our lives to our divine soul blueprint, we don't need to create those temporary little shifts to give us that inflow. So I like to tell my clients that clearing work opens the door to their divine self-expression, but that door isn't going to be open forever and they must choose to walk through the door. So it's a window of opportunity. They can take it or not. Divine self-expression doesn't just happen to us through energy clearing. The client must make new choices to create new positive karmic patterns and align their human experience to their divine soul blueprint in a lasting way. So please let your clients know about the temporary opportunity that our clearing work represents. We don't want them to think they're done just because they feel differently. It will wear off. Remember, clearing work is only shifting blocks and restrictions from the fifth dimensional level on up. Now, if the client is emotionally and mentally very attached to the choices they're currently making, if they are in massive resistance, then clearing work can make them quite emotional, actually. When a whole bunch of vital force energy that is aligned to our divinity meets a misaligned and resistant mental or emotional body, it's a bit like a lot of water suddenly meeting an obstacle. And, you know, occasionally we do get clients who don't want to make new choices. They're rare, They really are. You're not going to run into this a lot. But there are clients who come to us and they don't want to transform at all. They don't want to do the actual work involved. What they really want is validation. They're in the pattern of chasing feel-good, new agey energy work. They just want to feel good temporarily. They're not after real transformation. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. So here's the thing. You've now created this alignment within the Divine Soul Blueprint, or the client has, because we don't do the clearing, but the client has now said yes to this alignment fifth dimensionally. So now all this vital force energy can come in, right? But now all that vital force energy basically hits this mental and emotional body that is just still. Like, it's like, no, I'm not going to change my life at all. Right? So it's like all of this water hitting this obstacle of the mental and emotional body where the client's just, you know, not open to change at all. So what do you get? You get a lot of turbulence. You do. It gets messy, right? And so that can look like a lot of mental and emotional upheaval for a little bit. All right, so it's like an energetic buildup and turbulence as vital force energy runs into this mental or emotional body that it's clinging to its egoic self-identification, just doesn't want to accept responsibility or make new choices. So you've got all this vital force energy coming in, and then it's like there's this buildup, right? And so the client is going to experience mental and or emotional turmoil that can happen if they are not open to actual transformation. Now, usually it doesn't happen. I mean, most of our clients want transformation, but if the client's egoic self-image is really entrenched, if they came to a session expecting to be told what they already think of themselves, and that happens. Sometimes we get people who have a certain self-image of, you know, how special and evolved they are. And then we're telling them about blocks and restrictions and negative karmic patterns, and they realize, the thing is, it resonates with them. In the session itself, they might actually agree with us. But, you know, knowing what we need to do and having that consciousness, which is required for that clearing work to actually happen, and then actually acting on it, that can be tough for some people. They can be really scared. So then you get this inflow of vital force energy, and it kind of can augment the nervousness and fear as well. Most of the time, this is not what happens. Most of the time, our clients feel super good, feel really energized. And the thing is, if they now take action, the new little actions that you discussed in your session, actually that vital force energy just flows right on through. There is no drama. There is no turbulence. There's no upheaval. It's really that action taking that is so important. I know I keep stressing it, and I'm gonna keep stressing it because it's so important. All right, so if your client finds that they are emotional or having trouble sleeping or feel any other kind of turmoil, tell them to keep doing the homework, but most importantly, tell them to actually move forward on the new choices you discussed within the session, because it will immediately relieve their discomfort, because it'll actually align their fourth and third dimensional aspects to all that vital force energy coming in, and so all that turmoil will just melt away. The thing is that when a client goes into that emotional or mental turmoil after an initial session, their reaction will be, there's something wrong, I'm going to back off. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. So you can even tell a client in a session, you know, if you find that there's any emotional or mental upheaval as a result of the clearing work, it's vital force energy that's really rushing into your being. It needs to be expressed through action. Not just the homework action, but real practical action, like buying those new towels or, you know, giving yourself an extra half hour at the gym to work out, you know, whatever you discussed with the client, which usually those actions are not huge, not time consuming, don't require a lot of money, right? They just need to get done. And that's how the clearing work suddenly is at its most effective. It really is. All right, so just stress that to the client, especially if they feel kind of funny. That's not the time to back off. It's the time to really take new action so that that energy has a place to go. Vital force energy is designed to allow us to create. through choice. If we're not making new choices, that energy has no place to go. So beyond this advice, we really have to detach from what the client does. I mean, occasionally clients do slam shut the open door of opportunity that clearing work offers them. And don't worry, no harm is done. That's the nice thing. You can never do any harm with the clearing work. Because remember, you're just placing the intention. If the client doesn't want it, it doesn't get done. It's totally fine. And even if there's this temporary inflow of vital force energy and the client goes into a little bit of upheaval, that will go away. It'll go away really fast. As soon as they set the intention of, oh my God, I actually don't want this, everything gets reversed. The client's intent governs everything. You actually don't have the power to override the client's intent for themselves. So please understand, there is no way ever that we can do any harm at all with the clearing work. We really don't. All right, so the client will just decide they don't want to do the work, and then their divine soul blueprint will once again block and restrict vital force energy to the level that it was before your session. And that's okay. That's okay. The client chose it. We're not going to argue with the client's choices. For most clients, though, the inflow of vital force energy just serves them tremendously. Because we're receiving the energetic qualities that also make up who we actually are, the vital force energy, it reminds us energetically of our divine nature. If a client just makes a few small new choices that create alignment, that increase in vital force energy becomes permanent. The more vital force energy we align to, the more alignment we create, the more vital force energy we have access to, the more alignment we create. I mean, sometimes our sessions instigate massive life changes for our client. Because once we get that vital force energy, and once we make just a few new choices, now we're in a different karmic pattern. Then we get even more vital force energy, which allows us to make even more changes, it just goes on and on. So sometimes a single session with us sort of gets the ball rolling, and the more vital force energy we receive, the less likely we are to make negative choices, see? And so it's really, really beautiful. We can just get the client on track to going more and more and more into alignment with their own divine nature. Now, occasionally we conduct sessions where we are presenting our sessions to someone other than the soul that we're accessing, right? So for example, we may be presenting a young child session to their parent. Now, young children don't have fully formed egoic self-images. They're like sponges, right? Everything just goes in. They are going to simply align themselves to the inflow of vital force energy as much as their circumstances allow. There will not be any resistance. Now, for non-participating adults, the efficacy of the clearing, if we're doing it in their record and they don't even know it's being done, it really depends on their overall intention to change or receiving assistance in transformation. So if, for example, you're presenting a session to the wife and are accessing and clearing the husband's soul, and he is completely closed to change in general, there's just not much our clearing work will do for him. Because clearing work is not something we can do to someone's mental body and subconscious mind. However, over 6 to 12 months, occasionally we do see significant changes, even in non-participating adult clients. I mean, I've seen it happen. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. And so much time that, you know, the person you were presenting to doesn't even necessarily relate it to the session until a long time later. But I've heard from those clients like a year later saying, you know what, I didn't think it worked at all, but it just took a really long time. And you know, that their partner or whoever else we were doing the work for, you know, they were open to some level of change. They were open to transformation. So when they received that vital force energy coming in, you know, their mental bodies were affected just a little bit, you know, and just enough to create some new thought patterns, which very slowly over time resulted in some new actions, and which again would give access to more vital force energy. And so sometimes it's like a very slow process when people are not actively participating in it. Now, if someone's totally closed off, You know, again, that's up to them. We're not in charge of that, right? All we do is place the intention, and that's all we got. That's our only role in this. So we can't make clearing work take effect. Now, if the person we're presenting to wants to do clearing homework on behalf of their children or a disabled elderly person or anyone else they have responsibility for, they certainly can do so, although it's not necessary. But you know, sometimes parents just want to do something, right? So in this case, it's best that it be read out loud in the presence of the person it is for. Now, the exception here is solas. Ask the parent to play the process in the presence of the child on a computer or tablet. Even if the child isn't really watching, it will have an effect on them. We do not give clearing homework to our clients to do so on behalf of non-participating adults that they don't have responsibility for. It simply wouldn't have any effect at all. All right, so we have covered clearing work, and you understand how to give your client homework and when to give your client homework. And that actually takes us to the end of our training. I am so grateful that you are here. Congratulations on completing this work. Hopefully you've been doing the session work on behalf of your clients as we've gone along. I'm hoping that by this time, you are either just now getting ready to present to your practice clients, or maybe you've already done a few of the presentations by the time you've watched this. In any case, the other thing we just need to talk about real quick is your official certification. So you've completed this program, but in order to be fully certified, you'll want to present your sessions to 5 practice clients. And then once completed, you'll want to ask your practice clients to fill out this very quick form on this page. It's soulrealignment.com/certification. It's 5 really quick questions. I mean, you can tell them it'll take you 1 minute to fill out the survey. I've kept it super simple because I want to make it easy for your practice clients to give you feedback, but we do need it from 5 people in order for you to be certified. Now, if they, you know, I will tell you this. I see these feedback forms all day, every day. And it is so incredibly rare that anybody receives low scores. I mean, this work, it just works. So please don't be afraid, all right? If you did get low feedback scores on something, I will contact you and, you know, we'll just email back and forth to see what's going on, because I will definitely help you correct whatever mistakes you're making. Absolutely, right? But it's so rare that clients leave low feedback. It really is. But in order for your certification to be complete, we do need feedback from 5. We will email you every time we receive feedback. So you'll get a little email from me saying, you know, congratulations, one of your practice clients has left positive feedback for you, only 4 more to go or something. So you can kind of track. Now, please keep in mind, sometimes your practice clients need little reminders. All right? We've had instances where your practice clients are saying to you, oh yeah, I did that already, and guess what? They didn't, okay? So just gently remind your practice clients that they need to do this. Also, on the form, if you check it out, you'll see that I do tell them it will be anonymous, and I uphold that. I want your practice clients to feel comfortable leaving honest feedback, which means that I can't tell you who has left feedback and who hasn't, unfortunately, all right? So I can tell you one of your practice clients has left feedback. Now, hopefully you know kind of based on who you've done presentations for who that is, but if you're gonna remind your practice clients, just go ahead and remind all of them, hey, I don't know if you've already done this or not, but somebody hasn't left feedback yet. If that's you, could you just please go ahead and fill out this form? So sometimes that's the way to phrase the gentle reminder, because if you email us and say, well, who has left me feedback already? We actually can't tell you because we promise your practice clients anonymity. Just like in the rare event, like I said, I mean, God, this happens in maybe 1 out of 500 practice client feedback forms that the scores are not quite right. You know, even in the rare event that that might happen, I still can't tell you who that was. So just know it's because we want honest feedback, and people just feel more comfortable giving honest feedback if they know that we'll keep the feedback private. So my apologies, but that's just something that I need to do for certification and on behalf of your practice clients, but it usually doesn't present a problem. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. And like I said, we will email you every single time somebody leaves feedback for you. All right, so once you've asked all your practice clients and they've completed their feedback form, we'll notify you, and then we'll send you a certificate, and we'll also go ahead and send you a link where you can put your bio and your picture into our online directory of practitioners. So that will happen once your certification is complete. So I really want to thank you for investing your time and effort into this modality. I want to thank you for putting this work out into the world, because I can't do that by myself. I really can't. And I want as many people in the world as possible to know who they are at soul level. I really think that that is the way we're going to transform our planet. So I thank you for being a part of that transformation. I thank you for your willingness to expand your consciousness and to develop this understanding of the soul and the human experience and how we're here to create and do our divine self-expression. I would also at this point encourage you to go ahead and do your own work. All right, go ahead and look at your own blocks and restrictions and your own soul stories and do the clearing work on your own behalf. Once you've presented your practice clients, you are more than ready to do this work for yourself. And in fact, I think it is so incredibly powerful when we experience this work on our own behalf. You have the consciousness, and therefore you certainly also have the power and the responsibility to do this for yourself. And then please go ahead and do it for your children and your loved ones and just for as many people as you wish. So thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to stand in my divine self-expression and teach this work. And I am sure that we will connect on a call one of these days. So thank you. This is Andrea Hess.